a lot of NBA players, NFL players, people from different industries. They get good money, great money, but they end up living paycheck to paycheck. They end up becoming broke, bankruptcy. You know, because it takes a certain mindset, it takes a certain discipline in order to become wealthy, you know, and that's what separates the 99% from the 1%. The 1% understand the principles, they understand the money principles, they understand the value of being disciplined, they understand the delayed gratification, they understand that, you know, it's better to invest now than to invest later. You know, and now, you know, is a great opportunity to invest because you can invest with a little as $1, $5 in some cases on many different platforms. You don't need to have large sum of money to get started. And the thing about investing, which I mentioned, is that the more you invest, you'll only increase your output because it's compounded. Compounding is one of the greatest thing that can be on your side, greatest tool when it comes to investing, because your wealth, the money you put in is expected to grow, especially if you're using the right machine. So just to get started, I want to go over a few vocabularies, a few terms that you need to know in regards to investing your first $1,000 in the stock market. So when you're talking about the S&P 500, which stands for the Standard & Poor 500. The Standard & Poor 500 contains 500 companies that are based in the United States. Yeah, 500 companies that are based in the United States that are publicly traded. And people use that benchmark, the value of the total return value as a benchmark to see how the economy is doing. Another benchmark people use as well is the Dow Jones. And the Dow Jones is one of the oldest U.S. markets when it comes to investing. And it contains 30 of the largest companies in the world, as well as the NASDAQ 100, which right now is mostly tech, you know, 100 companies. Are involved in that index funds. You know, you can't invest in these index, but you can buy ETF that track this index. So just to tell you guys what an ETF is. ETF stands for exchange traded fund. So you can think about an ETF as basically a way for you to diverse your portfolio. It gives you the opportunity to buy into multiple companies. You can buy into Apple, you can buy into Coca-Cola, you can buy into Facebook, you can buy into Disney, or from purchasing one share of this ETF. And that's the benefit, because the benefit of it is that, let's say you have 10 companies, and out of those 10 companies, 4 are doing bad and 6 are doing good. When you take an average, of these 6 companies and you subtract the average of the 4 companies that are down, you most likely will be up if everything is basically equal. I'm talking about in the case where everything is equal. You most likely will be up. And that's the benefit of investing in ETF. Compared to if you invest, you reduce your exposure of loss. But you also limit your exposure to winning. Compared to investing into a regular stock, like you invest into Apple stocks, you have very great potential. You have very great opportunities to make a lot of money. But at the same time, if Apple was supposed to crash or go down, you will take on all that responsibility. You will take all that hit. But the ETF, your losses are much limited to every individual stock. You know, every individual stock in the ETF, the percentage of holding of that specific stock, it varies depending on what kind of ETF. And so that's what an ETF is. And that's the value of an ETF. Before we even go further and talk about investing, I want to emphasize the point that you should only invest money that you can lose. You know, too many times people invest money that they cannot afford to lose. And as a result, you know, they're in this, mindset that you're looking for every time for the most shiniest of objects in the stock market. As a result, they eventually lose money. Then they will say investing is a scam. But investing should be a long-term thing. Building wealth is a long-term thing. It does not happen a day. Rome was not built in a day. Building wealth, you should see the same way. You're putting one brick on top of a brick on top of the brick, and you're and through time, through the principle of compound, you know, you will build large sums of wealth. You know, when you think of all the great successful people, when you talk about financially, they have all worked for a certain amount of time, you know, before they're able to achieve that success that we can all say, yes, you know, they're great. And being that said, you know, I want to talk about, there's a few things that you should know. You know, the stock market is open Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's closed on holidays or bank holidays. So it's not open on Christmas. It's not open on New Year's, Easter, or any major holiday is not open. It's also important for you to understand that there's different type of condition that the market can be in. It can be in a bull market, it can be in a bear market, as well as it can be in a choppy market. So a bull market, the reason why is, you know, it's called a bull market, because when a bull is fighting, a bull uses horn and it fights upwards. While when you has what you might call a time in a market as a bear market, it's because when a bear is fighting, a bear fights downwards. It fights downwards. So that's the difference. That's basically what a bull market. A bull market is when things are going up, things are going great. And where a bear market is when things are going down. And a chopping market is basically when things are not, it doesn't have any sense of direction. And you often see all these different type of markets, whether in a general spectrum of the market or in the Pacific stock. So Pacific stocks can be experiencing their own bear market, while the general senses of the market economy is very bullish, you know, or vice versa. You know, a Pacific company can be having a bull market, while the general consensus of the market is very bearish. So it's important for you to know that, and those are terms that you need to understand in order to know, in order to understand investing better. That's what I will say.
What's up, family? If you enjoyed this clip, click the link down below to check out the full episode of this interview, and remain blessed.